Good morning. My guests this morning are Ellie Lichtenstein and Stephen Walsh from the Cinnabar Theater. Welcome, you two.
Thanks for having
us. Thanks for having us.
So you, Mr. Walsh, are about to be the most happy fella.
You bet I am.
How's that feel?
Fantastic, and fantastic to be doing it again.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the same spot, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
11
yeah.
years later.
Yeah.
Comes back
so
to
how did,
be happy
how did,
again.
How did this all come to pass?
Oh, yes. Well, Stephen is a Cinnabar regular. We adore him. And every time he comes to work with us, he proposes next year's project. And last year he was in City of Angels and he said to me, Ellie, we need to do the Most Happy Fella again before I'm too old. So I said, oh, God, yes. And so we put together a cast and here we are again.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So how are you approaching this production? What's it going to look like?
Well, you know, this is this Most Happy Fella is actually set in wine country. It was Frank Lesser's lesser-known masterpiece. He wrote Guys and Dolls.
Uh-huh, right, right.
But this, I mean, this is a masterwork, an absolute master. And it's set in Napa Valley, in wine country. So we're really setting it very much as he wrote it. It'll be set sort of between the two world wars. And this is a time of itinerant grape pickers, et cetera.
Right,
not like it is now where people come from over the border and stay. But in those days, we had guest workers and people were...
Right.
And it's the story of this very wealthy grape grower, Tony Esposito, that's Stephen. And he falls in love with a younger woman. He tricks her to come up to Napa Valley to marry him. She's sick and tired of her life in San Francisco. She's a picture bride, you know.
Uh-huh.
And she comes and she realizes that he's old.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
So she has a little one-night stand with the fellow whose picture the Most Happy Fella used to lure her.
Because I thought I was too old.
Right.
He was terrified to show.
So have you brought computers into the mix this time?
No. It's really set in the time that it's supposed to be set. It is a historical piece.
Right.
If you do something like that, it'll feel dated.
Yeah,
but it
that's
really
right.
is
that's
a
right.
thing of its time, and it's very beautiful. In fact, Lesser wrote it in the 50s, so he was actually looking back to a different time. It's based on a Pulitzer Prize-winning play called They Knew What They Wanted. Yeah.
So remind people about the well-known songs, the hits.
Oh.
Oh, well, there's
Standing on the corner
watching all the girls go by.
Neither one of us gets to sing that. I don't sing anything.
And then there's, a piece I love is Rosabella. I love that piece. And then
that is his song.
Then there's the love song with My Heart Is So Full of You. With Jennifer, with My Rosabella.
Yeah.
It's
Song of a Summer Night, which is a beautiful choral work. It's very, very beautiful.
How big a cast?
Cast of thousands.
Cast of right, of course.
And you know, Napa wasn't that, there weren't that many people in Napa at the time.
Right.
6,500
right.
people.
Yeah,
Well, the first census I could find was 1940. In 1940, there were just a little over 6,500 people.
Yeah.
In Napa. It's a village.
Yeah.
And we have a village.
And so everybody knows each other in the town, so... everybody's involved in the mail order love affair that's happening.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
So it opens on September 2nd.
That's
and
correct.
Plays basically through the month of September.
That's correct. We close on the 25th, which is the final Sunday of September. So it's Fridays, Saturdays, 8 p.m. Sundays at 2.
Okay, you think it's going to have some big houses? I have a feeling.
Oh, you bet.
I want everyone in Sonoma County and Napa County and Marin County and
to make me
the most happy woman.
Great. Well, thanks very much to you two for coming in. And let's tell people once again that this is The Most Happy Fella at the Cinnabar Theater. For information, 763-8920. Online, it's cinnabartheater.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Cinema Spotlight. Enjoy your day.